Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Wake up! Wake up! Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
There were too many roads closed today. Can I say that? Why don't... Hey, city, number one, advice to the mayor, the city, whatever. Get out on Lakeshore Drive and start ticketing trucks. Okay?
Come on, come on. I can't drive this. Help!
Read your own city ordinances. That is my trigger.
No take. How much money could they raise if they just started ticketing truck drivers?
1 billion, gajillion, fifillion, shabadoodle, million, shawnee, commercially, million.
$50 million. Easy. You could build a new stadium.
Listen, you could keep the Bears in Chicago if you just started ticketing trucks on the short drive.
All you gotta do. Come on. How hard is it?
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
My other recommendation is if you want to fix a street, fix a street. Just everybody go out and fix it. Then you move to the next street.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Well, we got a lot of pushback from people who pay to be able to drive on Lakeshore Drive, people with B plates that complained when we talked about that the first time. I saw yesterday two rental trucks on Lakeshore Drive. They're not paying anything.
Good morning, Mully. Welcome back. It's Wednesday. It's your Monday.
Don't trigger me.
We need to be in a good mood. Come on. Let's look ahead. Those trucks are just minding their own business, and we're getting on with things here. It's a good day here. Cubs win. Sox close. That was a pretty good day of baseball.
It's a pity the Sox are playing the Mets because they're playing better baseball. They're just not playing
Mets
well enough
good.
To lose to the
Mets.
Mets
are a good team.
They lost that game right away. You know, they just the first inning, they just couldn't get
Jonathan Cannon was really
up and running.
Misfiring early.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
often.
Yeah, that's going to happen. So,
how many straight singles? Six or seven?
Mm.
And then, it was off. It was off
right
to
away.
A bad start.
Yeah.
It was a bad start. Today, they're playing a day game, though. They get it out of the way early.
Yeah, they got a noon. Did we just hear they moved it up to
That's
noon?
Pretty practical. I wish more teams would do that. Look at the weather.
I'm all for it.
Adjust accordingly. And the Sox have a day game on a Wednesday. So they are going to be out of New York earlier. It's good.
I had a great time in Motown. I know you're happy for me. It was a good trip, good town. Doing better, Detroit. It's,
that's the word.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
did
it
you
covers
go,
a lot of ground.
Did
but.
You go like downtown Detroit?
Oh, yeah. There was an electronica convention going on. So there was all these concerts. So when I hear electronica, I am drawn to it.
Well, you missed a busy weekend here for music. Yeah. AC/DC was at Soldier Field on Saturday, and Shakira was at a festival over the weekend, and it was just like, it was lit, as the kids say.
Yeah, a lot of traffic.
Did you do some background research, some man on the street conversation about the new Blackhawks coach who comes from Detroit?
Talked about the new football coach who also comes from
Ben
Detroit.
Ben Johnson on loan from the Lions.
There. Yeah.
Jeff Blashill spent 7 years with the Red Wings. What's going on here?
A lot of people influenced by Dan Campbell, apparently.
Apparently, yes. Both guys
if I'm listening
that we just
correctly.
Mentioned. Yes. I did not hear any reference from Jeff Blashill to biting kneecaps yesterday, though.
No.
That was all that was missing because he did credit Dan Campbell with being the guy, one of the coaches, that he is copying in terms of the culture.
I know what it's going to take, and I know process is the most important piece of that. So what I will say to you is I won't rush the process for a timeline. I believe in the process. I was able actually to see a pretty unique in a different sport when I was in Detroit and watched Dan Campbell his first year have very, very, very little success, but I watched him continue and stay strong and build a culture. And when you see those types of experience, it's a good reminder to you as a coach, you have to make sure that you get that culture in place. And once you get that culture in place, the winning takes care of itself.
Like Jeff Blashill, enjoyed the introductory news conference with him, and he said a lot of good things. I must have missed the Dan Campbell championship. Let me just double check.
You think people are getting a little ahead of themselves?
Oh, with Dan Campbell?
Well, he has turned things around there.
Oh, has he?
They haven't won a championship yet.
No.
But you would kill for that kind of consistency the last couple of years.
Would you kill?
Well, you might.
I don't know.
You might injure.
I think that's frowned upon.
You might injure, but not kill.
The whole murder thing.
I don't. Maybe maim.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if you'd kill, but you do have a guy. The Lions are the envy of the league in the way that they have rebuilt some.
We'll see.
It's a bit of a losing organization.
Yeah.
And I think what he's trying to say, you know what he's trying to say.
I know what he's trying to say.
They have changed the mindset and they have changed the mentality. And right now, if you're taking over the Blackhawk organization, it's a long time ago where one goal ruled, right? That kind of mantra, the days of the Stanley Cup consideration, contention, all those things that used to be gimmies back 10, 15 years ago, you're a long way from there. So he comes in looking for a direction, copying the guy who he overlapped in Detroit. His last season with the Red Wings was Dan Campbell's first.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of joking, but let's just take it easy with the Detroit championships. I'm pretty sure that they've never been to a Super Bowl.
I don't know. You just came in comparing Detroit to Chicago.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Never. I misheard that.
That's never happened.
I think you said maybe it was
never,
better.
Never, no. Never. Okay. I was bread and buttered here, as they say. So
I think you came back saying you want Mo Motown.
I'm comparing.
You want a little Mo Motown.
Never said that.
No, did you?
I believe I said.
Off camera?
Off camera or off air. Those are words I've never uttered. I just said Detroit not as horrible as it once was.
I thought you said their Greek town's better than ours.
Never said that.
I thought I heard something.
No.
Okay.
I would never offend my brothers in the Greek community. Crispos, what was Hawks?
You going Hawk on us?
I was
going
to go Happy Easter.
Like Dan Plesak?
To my Greek brothers and sisters.
Dan Plesak promised a Hawkism last night during the White Sox game when we interviewed him yesterday.
Yes.
I don't know if he delivered. I will have to text with him later. He had a
Dustin just threw up his hands. He didn't.
He
watch
didn't know.
The,
no,
he didn't
I know.
Watch
he didn't. I know. The Cubs
if he's
going to
do it, he could do it today at noon.
But the
he
Sox
wants Dustin's attention.
The Sox were, you know. It's
I'm sorry. He's not planning on watching that either.
Plesak has fun in the booth, though. He's enjoyable.
Oh yeah.
He's a live wire.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Live wire.
Good. A good man for the ponies too. You know.
He's a horse racing guy.
That's
what you hear?
Is that the word around town?
Is that the word around Greek town?
That's a statement of fact. I don't hang around Greek town, buddy. But I did go to Corktown in Detroit.
Elaborate.
Corktown is Cork is a county. Cork is a county in in Ireland, and a lot of people from Cork apparently once came to Detroit and they started Corktown, and there are some nice restaurants there.
I have never been to Corktown in Detroit.
You probably have, and you don't realize it. It's where the old ballpark was.
Really?
Yeah.
They call that Corktown?
That's the neighborhood near there.
I was not familiar with that, but yes, I have been there.
Yeah.
That's a nice little area.
I told you have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did not realize the inner workings. I'm not a master or an expert on Detroit as you are.
Can I tell you the greatest thing about Detroit, as long as we're talking about it?
Let me think. Oh, Javi Baez.
We went out for a bite to eat at a really fun spot, and the bill with drinks, $63.
Well, how many people?
That was on Friday, 4.
Wow. And no way.
Then we went out.
Would you have a snack?
Then we went out for
drink
dinner.
Water?
On a Sunday in Corktown, and the bill was $68 with two drinks.
Drive-thru?
We each had two drinks. I'm just telling you.
Did you get the combo?
That's
pretty good.
You know you're getting a cheap meal when you're thinking like, why don't more people move here?
Well, no wonder you enjoyed yourself.
I had a great time.
You're not looking at the bill.
Was that unbelievable?
Yes.
When's the last time you went out
you can't.
And got fed for $63?
Unless I'm getting out of my car, you know, you're paying more than that.
With a family of four.
Those are drive-through prices.
With, you know.
That's fast food.
Three people having booze.
Three people having booze?
Yeah.
That's like getting $3 beer somewhere.
The beer was literally $3.
You can get Yingling for $3 at places in Chicago, I know. But I think that rarely do you see that with dinner.
I drank a Labatt's Blue Light.
Is that the local delicacy?
No, it's a Canadian beer and it's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for a lot of
people. I think I've had a Labatt's.
Yeah,
Labatt's. Is it Labatt's or Labatt's?
Labatt's? I don't even know.
I'm going to tell you.
Don't have a bottle in front of me, but it was $3 and it wasn't on special.
No,
I'm just saying, man. I mean, it was really.
It's Labatt Blue.
Labatt.
Yeah.
Blue, and I had a light.
Labatt Blue Blip.
Say it three times quickly.
Labatt Blue Beer. Labatt Blue Blear. Beer. You can't. It's hard.
You're unbelievable.
You can't.
You can't.
It's almost
say
like
it.
I've had a couple.
You can't say it quickly.
It's almost like I've had a couple Labatt's.
It was like for going out to dinner. And when you're on the road, you're kind of stuck with that.
Yeah.
It was good.
Stuck with what? The going out to dinner thing?
Yes.
Yes. You're not exactly.
Oh. You can't really cook.
Honey, did you pack the pots and pans?
Exactly. You could technically.
Where did you put the air fryer?
You could get a, what do you call it? A apartment, you know, with.
You get Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Yeah, you can go Airbnb. It's pretty convenient.
You do a lot of Airbnbs, do you?
Yeah, no, I mean, not a big Airbnb guy, but it is very convenient.
I kind of like a hotel room.
Yeah, because you like to have somebody picking up after you.
That's not true. But that is not what
it is. That's why a lot of people like the hotel.
You know what I like? I like having a couple doors between me and the outside world, if you must know.
So my
urban paranoia tends to kick in Detroit.
Why? Is Airbnb too residential?
Yes.
You don't want to go there and have a neighbor, necessarily. You don't want to go anywhere and have a neighbor. You like to
have
okay,
neighbors, I suppose.
I'm going to enter one. You want to go to a hotel. I'm going to enter one door. I'm going to go up an elevator. I'm going to go through another door. Then I'm going to go through a third door, and then I want to bolt it shut.
Well, I always bolt the door shut, yeah. And there's a chain quite often.
There's a chain. And then
I don't stay in motels because I like at least two doors between me and the outside
world. Does it
hurt
your back when you push the couch up against the door?
I've done that before.
To keep the burglars out?
Oh, boy. I mean, you should see some of the places I've stayed, pal.
but I thought you said Detroit's nicer.
No, Detroit is good. Yeah, nice. And I stayed at the Dearborn Inn, which is really, it's just been
refurbished. A lot of history there. A lot of history.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of history.
I learned a lot about Henry Ford that I didn't know.
You know who Henry Ford reminds me of?
I wish I didn't know.
Henry Ford, as a leader, you know who he reminds me of? Dan Campbell.
Oh, boy. I didn't know Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell and Henry Ford. I
never knew Campbell was a Nazi sympathizer, as you accuse him this morning.
I'm not accusing him of that.
Uh-huh.
Just great leaders in Detroit history.
Okay.
There's Wayne Font, Dan Campbell, Henry Ford.
You know what I love most? I'll say it again. Wayne Font's brother was on his coaching staff.
Yes, I know.
And he pronounced it Fontes.
Well, listen,
I love two guys who grew up in the same house but pronounced their
names differently.
I love
that example. I love that story. I've heard it before, but it makes me now think of my long-lost cousin Thomas, the Florida future NBA star, as we're going to get acquainted here in the coming months before he enters next year's draft.
Are you
long lost family members?
Are you suggesting that he be chosen over McQueen?
Derek Queen? No. Thomas Hauk? Yes. Come to Chicago, baby.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think it's going to happen.
McQueen, the race car from Cars. That's the guy they should.
You're thinking Derek Queen.
No, I'm thinking McQueen.
We're going to talk about Derek Queen during the pick six. He's the draft prospect that apparently seems to be falling out of favor with the Bulls. I don't know if that's probably too strong, but Casey Johnson has some interesting things to say about Derek Queen yesterday.
I get it, the athleticism. There's fears of how athletic a player he is.
I suppose, but you heard him compared to Moses Malone.
Yeah, see, he's no Moses Malone. And I said that to you after that comparison.
But I do remember the game that he won in the tournament, and that was a pretty athletic play, going left.
Yeah.
And then the fadeaway shot.
One of the few game-winning buckets in that tournament.
It was definitely a memorable one.
Big moment.
So I would say if you're the Bulls, you want to keep that open and not draft some. Well, we'll get to it.
Big moment for the Cubs last night.
Loved it.
Matt Shaw produced the big moment. I wish they would take care of the Colorado Rockies a little easier. I don't think we need that kind of tension in our lives. I don't think we need extra innings in our lives.
Yeah, especially when it's night games. If they want to play extra innings, please do it during the day.
There you go. That's all. That's my only request.
It kind of is all about us.
If you're going to win, just win and get to it. And you're not really going to lose to them, are you? I mean, that's like kind of a must-win series.
Well, and I think last night took the pressure off tonight.
Okay.
Because you want to continue to win series. I think it's unrealistic to expect sweeps, but it's possible.
Well, I think if you're going to sweep a team,
if you're going to sweep a team, it's going to be one who's only won nine games.
There you go.
Matt Shaw, since his return, eight games back from Iowa, he took a deep breath. He reset and restarted his season. He's hit 355. He's 11 for 31. How about that? Four multi-hit games. He stole two bases. This is a guy who's playing with a lot of aggressiveness. And then he had the game winner. It's a walk-off Wednesday because of Matt Shaw.
You know what Detroit's Greek Town has that you haven't brought up yet? Casinos. Okay.
How'd you do?
No, I didn't. I was with my family.
I know, but you slipped out. I need to go for a walk. Come back and your pockets are loaded with all the cash.
Yeah.
All the cash. So you did not frequent a casino?
No, I did not frequent a casino. But I did go to Windsor. So they have a casino there.
They have several casinos there.
They do. Yeah. It used to be where you'd go to gamble.
That used to be like Detroit. You're going to Detroit and then basically you're going to Windsor.
Well, I went to Windsor's specifically to go to Shoppers Drug Mart, which is just a place where you can buy
all-dressed
chips.
What is one buying at Shoppers Drug Mart?
English Kit Kats.
Okay.
And, no drugs.
Okay.
But that's what the name of the store is, where you can load up on Canadian stuff.
Are there cash registers or is it just
Kraft Dinner?
Buddy?
No, believe it or not, it's kind of you... it's all automated. You check out yourself, David. I don't know if you've ever
self-checkout.
Done that. I don't know if you've ever been to a grocery store.
I believe in self-checkout. Yeah, it depends on how long the line is.
At the self-checkout?
And if you're buying alcohol.
It was the only option.
If you're buying alcohol, self-checkouts aren't always the greatest because you have to wait for somebody to check you out anyway.
I'm not sure that – I think you buy alcohol at, wait for it, the beer store.
No, you don't. Not anymore,
they
man.
They have a place called the beer store.
Molly, no.
No, I'm talking about Canada.
Oh, in Canada? Okay. The beer store?
The beer store.
Can you get some Labatt's there?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're supposed to buy whiskey there because they make whiskey in Canada. But
you can buy whiskey anywhere.
I don't know what the rules are.
You can buy whiskey in Canada or Arkansas. Or wherever you want.
Okay.
Or down the
those
corner.
Are the two options.
At the Jewels. You can get whiskey at the Jewels. You just have to go up on the second floor where they have all the alcohol.
Yeah, I don't. I think your Jewel's different than mine. I don't have to go on the second floor. I don't even think I have a second floor Jewel.
Some of them have second floors.
Wow.
Fancy.
Your jewels
so
are bigger than
are
mine.
So you recommend people check out Greektown in Detroit?
It's a good spot.
Good getaway.
Good spot. And it's
and the restaurants are cheap.
Good gambling. No, did I just said the restaurants were unbelievable.
Did you do any? Did you do any watching of Detroit sports? Did you watch any Tigers because of your proximity?
No, I didn't. No, I watched a lot of Chicago sports while in Detroit. They have this thing, David. You're not going to believe.
What is it?
It's called the internets.
Well, I didn't know.
I believe it's plural.
People have a hard time with that concept here. Sometimes finding the games they want to watch.
You can watch all the games you want to watch.
Well,
people here have a harder time than in Detroit.
Do they complain?
No.
So you did watch you watch a lot of Chicago sports, not necessarily fixated on the Tigers.
No, I don't believe I've ever been looking it up. You're looking up at the Tigers.
I want to see how good the Tigers are these days because they're off. They're in first place still.
Won again last night.
Who did they play? They played the Guardians, I believe.
Wow, they got a 5-game lead over the Twins.
I believe the Guardians played the Dodgers, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they played the Guardians over the weekend.
There you go.
Okay. Should I say that then, Dustin?
I'm just trying to be accurate, I guess.
You know, we talk about the Cubs.
Not you.
We talk about the Cubs in the context of, could this be a special season? Boy, are they winning in fun ways. This is really a great team. And you look at the Tigers, and they're better than the Cubs.
Are they really?
Yes.
That doesn't seem possible.
They have the most wins in Major League Baseball.
They're 36-20.
36 wins.
643 clip.
Did they put together like a huge winning streak that I wasn't aware of?
Well, they've just been winning consistently. A.J. Hinch, Javi Baez.
Yeah.
6-4 in their last 10. They've got a +83 run differential. I mean, that's pretty spectacular.
That's Cub-like. I mean, in Chicago, we're celebrating the Cubs.
94.
The Cubs are being...
94.
Wow. Compared to the Dodgers, on MLB Network, they're having a debate over who's got the better offense.
No one will compare them with the Tigers.
Well, you don't... that's my point. When you think of greatness this year, the Tigers are somewhat overlooked. They're going to use that. A.J. Hinch is going to use that. You know who else would use that? Dan Campbell.
Oh, Dan Campbell.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right?
Jeff Blashill heard those words on the first day that Dan Campbell arrived. He said, I've got my culture builder right there. Jeff Blashill, disciple of Dan Campbell, joining us at 8:25.
Jeff Blashill, we will talk to at 8:25. That's good. I'm looking forward to talking to him. I thought he did very well yesterday.
He did too. I thought he did too.
He thought he did well yesterday?
No, I thought he did too. Definitely sounds like a hockey coach. He looks like one.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at him, he's not...
He
looks like a hockey coach.
He's very fit.
Yeah.
He looks fit. It's hard to believe he was a goalkeeper.
A little bit. You think those guys look less fit?
I do. Is that rude to say?
No.
I mean, they look exhausted.
You tell Ed Belfour.
You're wrong.
Or Corey Crawford.
Point taken.
Corey, I guess maybe you got a point there. Yeah, he made a good impression.
We'll talk about
that. He was definitely ready for that. He was ready for his close-up.
Yeah, he was.
And sometimes you see guys in the second times around as a head coach.
Yeah,
really learn from the first go around. In Detroit, he had a tough rebuild.
Yeah,
and
he was in charge of a teardown.
He took over for Mike Babcock,
and that's why I don't agree with his illusion reference to what. Campbell's, they've torn this down. They're already 2 years into a rebuild when he came here. So we should see him pulling them out.
I'm expecting bigger than
Dan Campbell bad the first year.
This is not Luke Richardson. You're hiring a guy who's expecting to be in last place for a couple seasons.
They've been through that.
They've got to make a competitive run. Maybe at the fringe of a playoff spot, I think, to feel like this is going somewhere. I don't think that you can accept as a Hawk fan, I don't think you want to accept as a Hawk fan having another season where they're in the bottom five.
Yeah, they're not the White Sox.
They're not the White Sox.
No, they're not 3 years into 100 losses.
Do you think that would be, how slogans go, would that be a good slogan?
I would hope.
We're not the White Sox.
Well, that'd be a good way to start.
I don't think that would go over so well with the corporate partners that the Sox and the Hawks are.
Oh, well, I wouldn't care about it. I would just...
You think that's a good slogan anyway?
I hope the
We're
Sox,
not the White Sox.
I hope the Sox adopt that slogan.
Well, they haven't looked the worst team in baseball the last couple nights.
They're still going to lose 100 games, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, they are.
So let's stop protecting that.
You're the one who said they were playing better baseball.
I did.
Just for the record,
but
they are.
But I'm saying let's not pretend that they're playing good baseball. I didn't say great baseball. I said they're playing better baseball.
I don't think I said great.
I said it was a pity they're playing a team as good as the Mets.
They're more competitive, and that will bug you but the third time that it's referenced, because the competitive nature of this team is worth pointing out, but it will get old if they can't start winning games.
Right. Exactly correct. And they haven't won any games in this series.
Well, they should have swept. They really should have swept the Rangers.
Yeah, they had the Rangers.
They had
the ropes, and the Rangers were losing a lot at the time. And
Sunday was a bad day for the White Sox.
The Cubs should sweep. And they got four hits one night, and they
it's a good segue
they
to
had
the pick six.
Come back and get. I mean, it's I'm just
segue.
Saying. It's
you feel like they got to sweep today.
I feel like
I don't feel that sense of urgency right now.
Well, I just think you are going to regret it if you are one of the teams that loses to a really bad team.
If I'm resting anybody, and I'm Craig Council, I'm doing it tonight.
312-644-6767. We got the pick six next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Is it fair to say the Cubs are playing in a must-sweep series against the Rockies? Did the fact that they won Game 1 with just four hits sit well with you heading into last night's game? What was the difference in Game 2?
Yeah, you know, I think it's you got to be careful about saying must sweep. It's just there are different things that can happen on a given night where you run into an incredible performance from someone unexpected, or you run into a like extremely hot pitcher. I just don't know that must sweep. I understand the question. This is the team that has won nine games, and you don't want to be victimized by them. You don't want to feel that you gave something away. Last night they won, but it was in dramatic fashion, four hits the night before. You'd like them to be playing better baseball against these guys, but I don't think there is such a thing as a must sweep. I think you got to win every series and you got to stack up winning series, and that's how you end up with a really good record. But I suppose, you know, it's difficult because this is a team on paper you should beat. So finish it. Finish the job. You don't want to get to the end of the year and realize that you had like five series you could have won that you somehow failed to do. And then that ends up being the difference between winning a division or not. I don't think that's going to be the case here. And I think the Cubs are playing well. But I do think that if you are better than a team, it's important to win. And that's the key in any sport, not just baseball.
Well, I mean, put your foot on the throat of the opponent. You've already won two. So the series is in the bag. I mentioned in the update, the Rockies have now lost 21 consecutive series, meaning they have not won a series yet this year. They've only won three games on the road, only won nine games overall. So you don't want to be the team that is the team that lost at home to a team that's historically off to an awful, awful start. Let's turn the attention to the other part of the question, which is the Cubs' offense. So, you know, the first game, only four hits, but you got it done. Last night, 10 hits. If Cade Horton doesn't hit the batter, perhaps they only score one run off the home run in the seventh inning, right? I mean, the hit batter comes around to score for the first run of the game. I think that was in the fourth inning. You need more hits, okay? You need more hits. The good news, Ian Happ had two hits. Kyle Tucker had two hits. Matt Shaw had two hits. That's good news. If the Cubs had lost that game, I would have been in here this morning trying to figure out what in the wide world of sports PCA was doing bunting at that point when he bunted against a team with nine wins. That didn't make any sense to me at all. So, yes. And the other part of this is Matthew Boyd had his, I guess, worst start of the season the last time out. So you'd like Matthew Boyd to also get into the sixth and seventh inning range of the contest tonight. So, yes, it's not a must, but I think it's almost like a statement more than a must. Like, listen, we're the Cubs. We're arguing that we want to be in the top five of the power rankings, at least at this checkmark point, Memorial Day time of the year. Don't lose a game to the Rockies.
They're on pace to win 99 games, maybe 100 now if you do the math. There is no must-win scenario on May 28th for the Cubs. There is no must-sweep scenario in the course of a major league season, even against a team like the Rockies, who are still a major league team. The Cubs have won a series. They keep continuing to do that, and they're going to be fine, regardless of what happens today. If I'm Craig Counsell today, with the day off tomorrow and the Reds coming to town, I might be resting Kyle Tucker. I might be resting PCA, one of the rare games you give them off this year. PCA, I think, has played in every game. Why not give him a day off? As Dustin shakes his head in disgust.
Who's playing center then?
Then you want to find out, because you know what might happen? You need to find that out because PCA may come down with an oblique injury. You don't know.
Is oblique?
Do not speak that into existence.
Hold on. We'll get to that point. We'll get to that question.
Is oblique the new hockey term?
We'll get to that. That's the number two.
Like mid-torso injury.
Back to tonight. It's just inconceivable to say must sweep. No, the Rockies are bad, but they are going to win a 10th game at some point. It might be against the Cubs tonight. Nobody needs to overreact. Matthew Boyd, it's not as big of a start as we just heard that it could be. The Cubs are going to be just fine, and they're still going
to
be.
So let's not even bother to play the game. Let's just give them their fifth. Let's give them their fourth road win,
you're
their 10th win of the season, and rest up for the Reds.
Because, my goodness, the mighty Reds are coming to Wrigley. I don't know if you care about depth, but I do, and you need to get some of these reserves some quality time. So you play them tonight. Brujan, play center. Give PCA a day off.
And you guys are asking different questions if he's thrown out.
He's 23, and they're off Thursday.
right? Yeah.
I hope you didn't buy a ticket to the game tonight, and then your PCA is sitting with a day off and the Reds coming to town, and he's as Mully pointed out, I know he's got that free pass, so he doesn't have to buy tickets to baseball games.
Wow.
How bad is the news that the Cubs will be without catcher Miguel Amaya 4 to 6 weeks with an oblique? What's the best roster approach, and what's the deal with all the oblique injuries on the north side?
Well, I don't know. Has Jed Hoyer been asked that directly? Has Craig Counsell weighed in on what's going on? It does seem to be a rash of injuries, the same one, the same type, with a lot of Cub players. And if this were a White Sox hamstring outbreak, we would be connecting the dots or trying to. I don't know what the case is. I'm not quite sure how to explain all of these oblique injuries, but you've got, from Ian Happ to Seiya Suzuki to Miguel Amaya to how many other guys have had oblique strains, but they have seemed to all piled up. And now this is bad news for the Cubs because every game is a must-win, apparently. But Miguel Amaya missing 4 to 6 weeks and not returning until the All-Star break interrupts his momentum. He was having a very good season. And now you hope Carson Kelly continues the tear that he has been on. Reese McGuire is not going to hit two home runs probably again in his life in a game. They're not the way that he did on Sunday for the Cubs when he was called up and pressed into action. I was a little surprised. We'll get to the Sox trading Matt Theis to Tampa, but I thought that would be a guy might appeal to the Cubs. I don't know if Moises Ballesteros is ready. They don't think he is to be a major league catcher. But if you have offensive issues behind the plate and your offense is not good enough to carry that position, maybe he comes up for a cameo and a return visit to the majors. But this is a tough loss for the Cubs because Miguel Amaya was taking a huge step forward.
Miguel who? Did we see Reese McGuire last night? Did you see Carson Kelly almost put one out of the park last night?
Carson Kelly has a great run.
Listen, you don't need Matt Theis. They got two catchers. You're fine. Now, if another oblique happens to one of those guys, now that's a whole other question. Right? The Cubs don't need three catchers on their roster.
Here are the keys, Dustin. I like the sell. You're the prisoner of the moment.
They don't need three catchers right now. And you heard Cade Horton sing the praises about how great it was to be working with the catcher last night that he worked with in the minor leagues. Now, I believe Craig Counsell did address this question, and he talked about if you basically almost like the guys are in too good a shape nowadays is how I read into this. We should go back to this if we have some more time. But basically, his comment was along the lines of when we're trying to build them to be bigger, stronger, faster than ever before, like this is something that comes up. Like they're almost training too hard. That's how I interpreted it.
You know what?
Like pull fat that we goof around with Ozzy.
Ozzy has the right idea. You can't pull fat.
And it's almost like these guys are in such good shape.
Yeah.
Are oblique muscles. Like they're on the side of your body.
I don't know much about that.
I just don't know. Honestly, I don't know how you stretch them. I mean, I would imagine kettlebell exercise. I don't know. But
you're
the
new workout warrior on this show, come on.
I'm wondering, is there like a compression bandage for obliques? Like, what do you do? How do you
like wrap yourself in an ace bandage, right? What are those undergarments called? Like Skims or something? Like you got to wear like that tube top type thing that sucks everything in.
But I do think you're onto something, Dustin. The more tightly wound one is, the more likely you are to pull something. Could be.
Well, I also wonder how you get that muscle. Like, I guess ibuprofen or something. I'm serious. I don't know. Like, it also seems like the oblique is now a far-reaching term. Like, anything, you just hear it all the time. Is it always on your side? Is it a twisty type thing? Or is it just to sort of become like upper body, lower body, oblique, middle body?
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's wild. There seems like there's so many more of these than there were 5 years ago, right? So I don't know if that's because people are in too good a shape.
Guys are in better shape.
But it's worrisome because I don't know that there's a a quick way out. I don't know that there's a, you know, other than time, I don't know. And that seems like it's a serious problem if it's 6 weeks.
Exactly, because Ian Happ had one. He came back in 10 days.
Yes.
He was rusty when he came back. Amaya's out 6 weeks. But you see, when you saw him go down, he couldn't. He tried to throw it, and
yes,
he knew immediately.
Right, right. He knew something was wrong. So, not good. I thought the same thing about Thies. I thought, boy, didn't the Cubs have him? Didn't they trade him to the White Sox? They could have got him back. But I don't know much about Drew Baker. Is that the guy they traded for?
Oh, we'll get to him.
Okay.
And I know what your next question is, so go ahead.
Got plenty of questions for Bruce Levine, 7:25 this morning. What do you make of the White Sox trading catcher Matt Thies to the Rays of Tampa for a minor league outfielder Drew Baker? The move allowed the team to activate catcher Corey Lee, 26, from the IL. Lee is 4 years younger than Thies and is the ultimate goal to move up Kyle Peel, who is the reigning International League Player of the Week. Is it all just about trimming a position where the Sox have great depth?
Well, I think they had a guy that was ready to come back, and I think they got a guy in the minor leagues, probably the best of all of them. So I just think it was, you know, you have a 30-year-old there and you have a chance to move him. I don't know if they've had their eye on Drew Baker for a while. He is on the injured list himself, right, or just coming off of it. So that's,
he had an adductor strain.
Yes. Is that, like, tell me the difference between an oblique and an adductor strain.
That's up at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Well, you got to get a doctor on. I mean, I've heard of the adductor strain before.
It's adductor, too.
Adductor. Okay.
We need a doctor.
Yeah. Someone call a doctor.
Is there a doctor in the house?
We need an... Hey, you got a fresh doctor back there? Bring it in. We gotta replace this one. I think that Kyle Peel was probably in their minds ahead of Cuero. And I think that they probably would have moved Peel up quicker, but when he didn't make the team, he kind of went into a little bit of a tailspin. He wasn't playing as well. So Cuero was playing better, so they moved him up. But I think Peel will be here before the end of the year, maybe right after the trade deadline, maybe before it, for all I know. He is the reigning player of the week. Is he a AAA?
He's a AAA. Yeah, he's a Charlotte.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he's, you know, he was the centerpiece of the Crochet trade, although they got a lot in that.
Kyle Teal was the best player in
whatever,
it.
Well, Braden Montgomery could be eventually the best player in it.
Kyle Teal was the most accomplished player in that trade. Braden Montgomery may end up being the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if for all we know, it's... you know, we got a guy already up here, and don't forget about...
you got a guy.
Don't forget about, what's his name? Gonzalez?
I don't know.
Your guy.
Winkelman?
Winkelman.
Winkelman is your guy.
What if Winkelman ends up being the best?
Dustin?
That's a bad trade then.
I think in the question, the answer lies in the question, where it says Lee is 4 years younger than Thies. It's a youth movement over there. That's what's going on. So... of course, and Corey Lee had like a pretty decent bat from White Sox standards last year, so why not?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. They have a surplus at a good position, a premium position. I would like to see Kyle Teal play different roles, maybe if they need to get him into the lineup for his bat. I don't know why he's lingering in Charlotte. I know they have a surplus at the position. What do you do with three guys? Well, maybe you rotate them because you need a designated hitter. And if he comes back from Charlotte to Chicago, maybe he can bring Tim Elko with him, because I do think that makes a lot of sense for a team in development mode. As for Drew Baker, when I heard Chris Getz yesterday point out that Drew Baker, when he does come back from the adductor strain, which is, by the way, in his leg, not his side, but the adductor is the groin area.
I'm straining to keep up with you.
It is.
That was a straining joke.
You just try to keep stride. I think when you talk about his future, Drew Baker, Chris Getz said center field. He said he's a speedy guy. They've had their eye on him, and he can play center field. I wonder if they got him as cover for trading Luis Robert Jr. That when Luis Robert Jr. is finally dealt, Drew Baker becomes your center fielder that they take a look at, because he did say they'd like to take a look at him in the major league level at some point this season.
Didn't Lou Bob say he can't be traded?
Yeah, but he's not the general manager.
I've asked this question, you know, a lot, obviously.
That is the voice of Connor Bedard. And what was your impression of new Blackhawks coach Jeff Blashill, who will join the show at 8:25 this morning? Did you like his forthrightness regarding Connor Bedard?
First up, I think Connor's going to get to another level. I don't think there's any question, because like other superstars in this league, he has the drive, the want to be the very, very best he can be.
So, did you like to hear what he had to say there? And is this job number one for this new coach?
I do like everything Jeff Blashill had to say. He made a strong first impression. He spoke with purpose. He sounds like a hockey coach. He looks like a hockey coach. His experience will come in handy. I like the fact that he has 7 years of being a head coach in Detroit, learning from Dan Campbell. And also then he was an assistant coach in Tampa Bay, sitting next to John Cooper. When you sit next to the smartest guy in hockey, something's got to rub off. So he brings all of that experience, especially, and then not to be overlooked, at Grand Rapids, in college, he has coached prospects. He has developed young talent. I like the fact that he spoke about playing with pressure. With that Hawk speed, all the young guys who can skate, you want to be aggressive at the point of attack. And I think they have young defensemen they can build with. They have young talent around Bedard. And yeah, he made clear his number one objective with this roster full of guys, you connect with Connor. And if you do that, I think he feels like he's got a shot. And I think he's got a shot.
I think he's got a shot as well. Was very impressed. If we go into the whole winning the press conference type thing, I thought he won his version of the press conference. And I'm excited to hear what he has to say to you guys at 8:25.
Yeah, I thought he made a really good first impression. I thought that much of what he had to say was relevant. I think he's right about Connor Bedard. He talked about the skill set and the things that Bedard can do well. Bedard needs help, and part of it is figuring out a way to. And I think we should ask him about this. How do you make a guy a more selfish player? If that's the thing that separates him, his ability to shoot and to score, how do you get him to do that more often? How do you get him to not, if he's been taught his whole life to share the puck and set up other people, how do you get him to get selfish about his own game? And sometimes him setting himself up is the best thing he can do. How do you convince a guy of that? Do you have to? It's just going to be fun to get a chance to talk to him. His job is I want to be careful about how I say it. I don't think they're on the cusp of anything, but they got a ton of young talent that is all kind of graduating at the same time. And if you could somehow do some magic work with that, if you can get these guys to like the raw talent is there to be a dangerous team. It's just a question of trying to fit it together and taking advantage of the things you do well and always playing to your strength. And they also are going to need to get some bigger, stronger types in here. Not on the...
Tougher.
Not on... But I'm talking about forwards.
Yeah, they need to get tougher all the way around. You're right. Bigger, stronger is a good start. Definitely.
It's a good question.
That's the voice of Chris Chelios. 9 o'clock today, Chris Chelios. 9 o'clock on this Wednesday. Albert Breer reported on SI.com. The Bears have addressed two things so far with Caleb Williams: pre-snap process and body language. Is this what Ben Johnson meant by tearing everything down and starting over?
Yeah, I suppose that's exactly what he meant. I think the body language thing is interesting. I think it's curious to try to figure out how to solve that, to be honest with you. I just don't know. I would need someone to give me better examples, and I'd need to see that going on in order to have an easier way of understanding that. But I think what you know, the pre-snap process is the most important thing right now for the player, because he needs to, in order to make quick decisions, you need to be able to know where you're going with the ball almost before the play is snapped. And I know a lot of people don't like hearing that, but it reminds me a little bit when Peyton Manning came into the NFL. They never used motion ever, because they wanted him, his last look at the defense, to be exactly what he was going to be operating off of. So they didn't want to put guys in movement. They wanted him to be able to read where people were and then react in the second the ball is snapped. And I think that there have been times with Caleb where the ball needs to just get out quicker. They need to figure out how to do that. I think the play action game and the stuff that they're talking about will help him in order to do that. But I think that is kind of what we're talking about. The body language thing, that's a separate entity, in my opinion.
Well, body language is important from the captain of the team, at least the leader on offense. We'll have to wait and see if he is voted a captain or how exactly Ben Johnson's going to handle captains with the Bears. I don't think it'll be the same way that Eberflus handled captains in pre-snap process.
Would you
process.
Recommend appointing them, Dustin?
I'm sorry?
Would you recommend he appoint them?
No, I would leave it to the locker room to decide. I just don't think, you know, when you have three, do you have one? I don't think you need eight.
Do you wait?
Four, but I think four captains is
but
enough.
But how important is it for the quarterback to be one of them?
I think it's important, but I think at the end of the day, you have to let the guys inside that clubhouse, dressing room, locker room, whatever you want to call it, to pick it. But I think four, I think you have two on offense, two on defense. If you want to rotate a guy in for having a good week or because it makes sense because he's playing against a former team, you want to kind of drum up the excitement a little bit, that's fine. But pre-snap process is important. It's huge. And we also heard that from Jim Miller as well, talking about maybe that's why he's not getting voted as a captain, is because maybe there is something to the fact that maybe he didn't put in as much time as one would hope because nobody was sitting next to me watching the tape, so I didn't know what I was doing.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know about that. So I think when you talk about Caleb Williams, everything is about helping him mature as a quarterback and a professional and paying attention to the details of playing quarterback in the NFL. You mentioned Peyton Manning. You mentioned the great ones. And Caleb Williams has a capability of being a great one. So the great ones pay attention to those details, and they eliminate eliminate wasted motion, wasted actions. And when he's talking about the pre-snap process, it's as little and as detailed as he was looking left and the motion was coming from the right when he should have been looking right. You don't want to have any sort of tendency. You want your quarterback to be in tune with everything. He should be the one who knows these plays and can call them backward and frontward. And I don't know that he's got that grasp yet. And I think the body language is also a part of it, because his body language last year did scream help. And it was one of these things that when you talk about Caleb Williams, he did not understand the power of body language and how that can resonate throughout a locker room, in a huddle, on a sideline. Caleb Williams has to grow up as a quarterback. Ben Johnson is going to help him do that this year. And this is the kind of thing we're talking about. You've got to pay attention to the little things because they make a big difference.
No, I'm going to finish the question. The question is this.
That's Casey Johnson. How do you interpret this Casey Johnson comment on what the Bulls might think of Maryland big man Derek Queen based on their commitment to style?
I will tell you this. One thing I've heard consistently about the Bulls is they are very focused on stylistically how whoever they pick in the first round will fit with their new philosophy. They obviously are trying to emulate the Indiana Pacers, get deep, play fast, have two-way players, depth at the wing, depth in the front court. Would Derek Queen fit into that? There are some question marks. This is not, again, nothing is definitive here. And we're obviously even speculating that Derek Queen could fall to 12. There is some, you know, different discussions on that, but one thing to keep in mind is that fit with the Bulls' new offensive style will be crucial to this draft pick.
Does Derek Queen fit the Bulls?
I think Derek Queen seems like a guy who you would want on your team, on your roster, making big shots, being the center of the offense. He has done all those things in the Big Ten at Maryland. And I respect what they're where they're coming from, because they did change the style and it is up and down. But at some point in time, you do need guys who are big men in the paint. You do need guys who can score the ball and be give you something that you don't have, a different dimension. I think that there's an undercurrent about this that's gaining some steam for whatever reason, that Derek Queen and the Bulls aren't a great fit. And I thought that the best situations, they tailor their schemes and their approaches around the talent they have, but it sounds like the Bulls are going the other way around. They're trying to find players who fit their scheme and talent. And I hope that that's the case, then they know what they're doing, because I think to label him not a good fit, to me, sounds a little premature.
Probably premature. Is he a two-way player? I'm looking at mock drafts as we're doing this, and SI's mock draft has Derek Queen going to the Bulls at number 12, right? Believe it or not. Just so it's interesting. But I do think the Bulls love their style, and they want to make sure they have guys that can get up and down the court. They want guys that can make a three. They're looking for depth, but we'll see. Are the right people in place to make the decisions about the roster? I think that's the question that's still to be determined.
I really like Derek Queen's game. I think he has touch. I think he has scoring capability. I think he can score in a lot of different ways. He can take the ball and he can dribble a little bit and he can shoot. And I think his shooting may end up growing as he's in the NBA because he has scoring touch. I think
he's talented, young.
People that are young and can score, he's 6'10" and he's got touch. I just don't know. I get it. Like, he doesn't show great athletic ability, can't jump out of the gym. Yeah, I've seen guys, like when I was covering the league, Sean Kemp could run faster, jump high. He could do more than anybody else in the league with that stuff. But he wasn't a real legitimate NBA player. He couldn't shoot. When you've got shooting touch, you can learn things. You can get better. The guy also knows how to rebound and block a shot and get into defensive positioning. I'm not saying they don't have to work on him and he isn't half out of shape. He's semi-svelte, okay? Let's be honest about it. But guys like that, over the course of 82 games, are going to work themselves into the best condition of their life. Just the number of games they have to play. He has a scoring ability, an ability to get to the free throw line, and an ability to knock down free throws that you can't teach. There are basketball players that you see at all levels that just can't make their own shot. They can't score from 3 feet out. They got to rebound their own miss in order to score. I think we've all seen players like this in various ways, but this guy has got shooting touch.
Seems like you'd be able to find a way to use him.
I cannot believe that you don't. If he falls to them at 12, I would stumble over myself trying to get up to put the card in.
Well, if you did that, you wouldn't fit into the Bulls scheme either.
I love this kid.
I do too. Queen me.
Queen me. I like it. He's Lightning McQueen. What?
Ha.
All right. We've got the extra point next. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
Set up this now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Where does Jeff Blashill fit among the likes of Craig Counsell, Ben Johnson, Billy Donovan, Will Venable? Which guy is most likely to get the most out of their promising young player? Is it Counsell with PCA, Johnson with Williams, Donovan with Matas Buzelis, Venable with Montgomery? Braden, or Blashill with Bedard?
Really good question. We probably don't have enough time to get into all the details. We should revisit this because I'm not sure a baseball manager has the same capability or the same obligation to develop or reach into or tap into something that is within a prospect that they're not, somebody else hasn't gotten out of them. I think baseball development is a little bit different than some of these other examples, whereas you look at a guy like Jeff Blashill and Connor Bedard. You can schematically design ways to free him up and to get him to be more aggressive or have shots that are opening up. You can do a lot of things, but I think it's going to be the challenge internally. Connor Bedard, show us you're a superstar. Show us your talent. Stop deferring. Those kinds of things. And if he can reach him that way, that's interesting. I do think Billy Donovan's touch and approach with Matas Buzelis is a good model. He benched him. He got the most out of him. By the end of the season, Matas Buzelis was a more complete player. So I think he's probably the best in town because he's the most proven. And, of course, the biggest obligation, the most attention we're going to pay is Ben Johnson, his ability to get Caleb Williams to be the quarterback they think he can be and the quarterback he was reputed to be coming out of the draft.
Well, I'm going to obviously stick with PCA and his skipper, Craig Counsell, to answer this question. I'll be a prisoner of the moment, as David has dubbed me earlier in the show during the pick six, and I will say that the Blackhawks with Blashill and Connor Bedard would rank third, followed by Billy Dee and Matas Buzelis, and then, of course, Will Venable.
Yeah, I would tell you that that Jeff Blashill, like Craig Counsell, like Billy Donovan and like Will Venable, weren't hired to work with one player. I believe that Ben Johnson, that his job and the reason he was hired is to work with one player. He is here to make the most out of Caleb Williams. And I believe that that relationship will be the one by which the Bears' success is measured. I think that Caleb Williams, the centerpiece of the organization, the quarterback, the most important position in sports, they hired a guy specifically to get the most out of Caleb Williams. I'm not saying if Caleb Williams fails that Ben Johnson would be gone. He will move on to the next, and they will have to go get another guy. But that is why he got this job, more so than any of these other coaches, because of one player. And his job is to make the most out of that player. I get it. He has to call plays for everyone. He has to incorporate everything. But the quarterback, such an important position that this question, unlike any other questions we ask about this stuff, has more to do with the head coach and the player than anything else that is going on up at Hallis Hall or in any of these other buildings. And that's just the nature of the game. And I think that I think Billy Donovan is, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. He is the most he's the most highly rated of all these coaches.
Yeah, he is.
But I don't think his job is strictly to get the most out of Matas Puzelis. I think he's doing a good job of doing that.
No, I think you're right, because Caleb Williams is – I think Mully just cast his vote. Caleb Williams, biggest Chicago sports star right now over PCA.
What?
That was our discussion yesterday.
Yeah, but you, why would I be casting a vote on that by talking about this?
Because you rated Caleb Williams at the top of this list, the guy who is the one
player.
Well,
I rated
player.
The coach. Is, you know, his job is to work with that one player.
Right.
That's
right.
What I rated.
Because I think of his importance.
But
to
as
the
I
Bears.
Said in the answer, that if he doesn't work out, then this guy will have someone else to work with. They'll make a deal for someone or something will happen. As we've talked about, I think Ben Johnson more likely to be here long term than any of these guys because of the amount of money that he's making right now.
That's true. Well, he's making a ton of dough.
All right. That we got to get back to this. 312-644-6767. Mullion Hall on the score.
I know what it's going to take, and I know process is the most important piece of that. So what I will say to you is I won't rush the process for a timeline. I believe in the process. I was able actually to see a pretty unique in a different sport when I was in Detroit and watched Dan Campbell, his first year, have very, very, very little success. But I watched him continue and stay strong and build a culture. And when you see those types of experience, it's a good reminder to you as a coach. You have to make sure that you get that culture in place. And once you get that culture in place, the winning takes care of itself.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that is, of course, the voice of Jeff Blashill. He is the new Blackhawks head coach. He was introduced yesterday, and he talked about being in Detroit and seeing Dan Campbell come in and begin the process of their championship run.
And the question we were addressing
is ongoing.
It's an interesting one because it asks which of the coaches in town can get the most out of the promising young players. I think it also underscores how different the job descriptions are. If you're a baseball manager, I don't know if it's as visceral of an approach or what you're trying to tap into.
Yep.
It's not the emotional type of thing like hockey is. Maybe even like football. I think there's a cerebral element to some of this thing about coaches being able to reach athletes. But there's also more of a you're trying to appeal to their inner intensity, and they're trying to get something out of them that you might not be able to, or somebody else might not be able to draw out of them. I think in Connor Bedard's case, you're trying to light a fire a little bit, to see him play with a little bit more of an aggressive approach and maybe to see shots that he'll take and not defer and pass and be a little more aggressive. In basketball, I think you are looking into seeing what's there and what you're working with. And the motivation is part of the job description. Baseball doesn't seem to be as necessary as some of the other sports. Would you disagree with that?
No, I think it's, you know, we've done this when Joe Maddon came in here, and I think Joe was an exception to the rule, but we found out that the rule is that a manager impacts you by like two games either way. You know, you might be two games better because you got a good manager, as opposed to other sports where it feels like a coach can change the direction of a franchise. I kind of like what Blashill was saying about the idea that you don't change the timeline because you are going to, you don't speed up the timeline of how long it takes. Now, with a team like the Blackhawks, where you have like a bunch of young guys coming up kind of at the same time, they're all very young, all very promising. And if they get better together, then you can shorten that. But I really feel like Ben Johnson was hired because of Caleb Williams.
Yes, but less from a motivational standpoint than it was a schematic standpoint, or maybe an attention to detail that he was lacking before. And every coach is going to have a different strength. Like managers will have a different strength. So it's a fascinating premise, but I don't think that every job description is the same.
Right.
Obviously. Where you just say, we need to reach this guy. There are different ways and different methods and I think different purposes for every coach or manager in town.
We can carry this conversation over into talking about the Cubs specifically. I want to know what you think with Pete Crow Armstrong that Craig Counsell has done that has sped the process.
All right, yeah.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.